Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the major financial news stories transpiring in Australia on this Monday, May 5th, 2025. Firstly, an important ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA. A motor policyholder's claim for engine theft coverage was denied due to insufficient evidence of engine ownership. Details emerged of the insured, an IAG comprehensive policyholder, intending but not installing the engine for a 1993 Nissan Skyline. AFCA pointed out that the policy doesn't cover spare parts awaiting assembly, a category the engine fell under. Thus, the policyholder is advised to understand coverage limitations for vehicle components and consider additional coverage for invaluable parts. Simultaneously, significant leadership changes are shaping worldwide investment giant Berkshire Hathaway. Legendary investor Warren Buffett announced his retirement, leaving the helm to Greg Abel by year-end. Known for his strategic foresight, Buffett's retirement follows a recent 14% drop in first-quarter profits. Despite this, he reassures his unshakable confidence in the company's future. All eyes are now on Greg Abel as he prepares to lead Berkshire Hathaway into its next chapter. Taking a look on home soil, Australia's Aware Super is scouting internationally for a new chief investment officer. Damian Graham, the current CIO, will move to Aware Super's recently established London office, emphasizing the fund's expansion interests in the UK and Europe. Over the last decade, Aware Super reportedly returned an impressive 8.98% on its high-growth fund under Graham's stewardship. As Graham departs, Aware Super will continue implementing its strategic investment agenda, focusing on a £5.25 billion investment in the UK. Now let's shift our focus to how decisions made overseas impact our domestic landscapes. The impending US Federal Reserve's interest rate decision is causing quite a stir amongst Australian investors. Current predications lean towards a cash rate hold, a divergence from this norm likely to impact Australian and US markets alike. Amidst mammoth global trade concerns and speculation of stagflation, Australian investors' attentiveness to these economic shifts is of the highest priority. And that wraps up today's financial news. For more insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management updates, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a financially savvy day ahead. Until tomorrow.